on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. How are you, Miss Tammy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. We got the fun one today. You guys are gonna already know this one. This one's Joel. Today we're doing if you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill, and we look at the current events and the light of God's word. We're looking at the minor prophets because they told us exactly what we're seeing today in this day. And it's from this book right here. It's End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. The Minor Prophets told us everything we need to know about end times. They really did. It's amazing. So we are on chapter 10. Hope you guys have done your homework. We're moving right along. Now, when we get to Zechariah, it's going to slow down. So we'll talk about that then. But this is just a short little chapter. It's just three chapters, and you guys already pretty much have chapter 2 memorized because I play it a lot. That was that opener right there is Joel chapter 2. So we're going to get started, and I hope you guys did your homework, and don't forget, hit the like button right now. Hit the like button so everybody can see that this is really great information. Everything that we're sharing is great information, so thank you guys for doing that and always sharing, and make sure your bell is rung so you get notified. Let's pray before we get started. Thank you so much, Lord, that your word is right there for us if we just, you speak to our hearts and help us to understand it. Thank you, Lord, that you've touched our hearts and our minds so that we see this beautiful day that we are in. This is the great day when you are leading us, and we are so blessed to be part of this amazing army that you have chosen to fight in this battle. What an honor, what a privilege it is. And Lord, as we study your word, just touch our minds, help us to understand and use all of this for good. And I just pray this day you'll bless all the ones in our wonderful Patriot Army, not only on Freedom Force Battalion, but everywhere, everyone who is fighting all over the world to expose the criminal cabal. And that we look forward to this amazing day that you've promised here in the book of Joel that they'll be gone. You're going to remove them, and we're going to have beautiful days that we can't even imagine. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus, because you bought all this for us. Amen. All right, let's go. This is my website here, guys. If you haven't seen it before, melissaredpill.com. That's easy to remember, Melissa Redpill. It's also freedomforce.live. Maybe melissaredpill.com is a little easier to remember. And when you get there, I want you to click on this link right here, End Times Intro. And so if you're like wanted to know what is going on, what is she talking about end times, we'd have a whole other series on decoding the book of Revelation. And so that right, you'll see a lot of information here, just these short videos, just giving you a short summary of the truth about the book of Revelation. Here's one that's about, I think, 20 minutes, and here's one that's just about 5 minutes. So definitely check into that. And then all the resources about the books, how it's all decoded. This is the 17 Bible stories happening before our very eyes. Love that. And so these are the study guides. And right here at the when you scroll down, you'll see this the group study for the end time study. And here is the one for the minor prophet study that we are on, number 10 today. Don't forget, you can actually listen to these books on audio. That might be easier for you. So check it out on melissaredpill.com. Makes it super easy to lock it in. It might take a couple of times listening to it to really catch it. At least it has for me. And so also I have tons of great memes for you to share with people. I've created these for you guys to share so people can start to understand the truth about end times. Now, here we go. This is, like I said, chapter 10 of the this book here, End Times, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. Now, I have the answer key right here because I'm the teacher. And so this is it's set up for you to be able to use, yeah, for the student. You get the study guide, and you have to do your homework. And so it's great for you to use this in a small group setting so that everyone can go through and read the book, answer the questions, and really soak it in to understand it. Unfortunately, we never did read these books that much in church. I don't recall ever cracking open the book of Joel in all my years, at church. So I doubt that you have either. So yes. Hey, Songbird. Hey, H. Clay. Hey, Coast Rider. Hey, Grandma of two kids. Good morning. Good morning. So thank you so much, Coast Rider. Love it. Thank you so much for saying that. All right. So, you're going to love this. This is all about you. But the first chapter is kind of bad news because it's talking about the mess that we're in. Okay. It's not we're going to get to the army in chapter 2. That's why I play that almost every time we start a video. But this is, Tammy's going to kick us off and tell us some bad news. Welcome, Tammy. Thanks, Tammy. Yeah.
My pleasure. So I love the book of Joel. Joel is all about the 17 army fighting alongside the Lord. That's us. You will love Joel 2. Let's go. What is the plague of locusts in Joel 1:1-4? And what had they done to humanity? Yahweh's word that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, hear this, you elders, and listen, all you inhabitants of the land. Has this ever happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? Tell your children about it, and have your children tell their children, and their children another generation, what the swarming locust has left, the green locust has eaten. What the great locust has left, the grasshopper has eaten. What the grasshopper has left, the caterpillar has eaten.
Yep.
They've taken everything.
Yep, that's it. Everything. We all feel it. I don't really need to even explain this chapter, these verses. We all feel it. All the things that they have done to us. You know, tell your children and have their children tell their children that this is, you know, this is what these people have done to us. You know, whether it's our taking our health, taking our money, taking our peace of mind. I mean, just this week, obviously, watching the news, it's just like we cannot even have 1 minute's peace. And here we are on the 30th of August, August 2025. And of course, President Trump takes one day off and he doesn't put it in the schedule what he's going to do and what is trending. Trump is dead. I'm like, come on. You cannot have a minute's peace with these people. That's what they constantly do. They take away our peace, our health, our wealth, and then, the mental health of these children. You know, we've been talking about that. If you haven't seen my post that I just put on my ex about, you know, what really is happening to these children, they're being not only brainwashed on social media, their mental health is at risk, and then they're on SSRIs. I mean, they've just swarming locusts, cutting locusts, you know, chopping locusts, eating locusts. They're all biting at us constantly. So this is locust. And you know, locust is symbolic of like what you would imagine a swarm of locusts coming out of hell. Okay. And this is really what this locust army is. Now, there is another locust army, and that one is not them. That's actually us. We're going to get to that in chapter 2. All right. So now Joel 1:5-12.
Wake up, you drunkards, and weep. Well, all you drinkers of wine, because of the sweet wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up on my land, strong and without number. His teeth are like the teeth of a lion, and he has the fangs of a lioness. He has laid my vine waste and stripped my fig tree. He has stripped its bark and thrown it away. Its branches are made white, mourned like a virgin dressed in sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meal offering and the drink offering are cut off from Yahweh's house. The priests, Yahweh's ministers, mourn. The field is laid waste. The land mourns, for the grain is destroyed. The new wine has dried up, and the oil languishes. Be confounded, you farmers. Well, you vineyard keepers, for the wheat and for the barley, for the harvest of the field has perished. The vine has dried up, and the fig tree withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all of the trees of the field are withered, for joy has withered away from the sons of men.
There you go. Yeah, so it's again talking about all the devastation, but I really think that last verse hits it on the head, that the nail on the head, that the joy has withered away from the sons of men. It's really not easy to find joy, which I'm glad that you guys are here, because that's what we're all about. We're looking at all these things in the light of God's word, and that keeps us filled with joy, right, Miss Tammy?
Yes.
It does. Yes. It really does. It keeps us, you know, this is not faking it. You can't do 1,000 videos and, you know, fake it. You know, this is, we know, we're confident this is the day the Lord is setting us free. So, but yeah, a lot of folks have their joy completely withered away. So I'm glad you're here. If there are people that you know who are very scared, they're hiding under the bed about end times and, you know, but what all is going on, the current events are frightening them, to have them come over to melissaredpill.com, have them come over to our channel on Rumble, which is Red Pill the World. Yeah. So anything else you want to add about that? Basically, all the things that they've destroyed, our judicial system, our media, our education system, you know, all the wars, just everything that they have done.
Yes.
Don't need to add anything
to it. It should be evident to everyone. And yet people are still saying, when this happens, when tribulation comes, I'm like, where have you been?
I just. Because their minds, their thoughts were seated that it will be, will be gone, mm-hmm. and then it'll be nuclear holocaust. That's why, and that was a very insidious trick of the enemy, because then you're like, oh, well, then, that this is not, quote, tribulation.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's called mass brainwashing. Anyway, so, but we've got tribulation upon tribulation with all the everything that's been happening. So it also says the meal offering and the drink offering are cut off from Yahweh's house. So though that is the worship service. And so it's so hard to, find a place to worship, because so many of them have been infiltrated so heavily and are being used as a mouthpiece for the cabal. And I really think that's what that's talking about there. Unfortunately, that's, what is the situation. So yeah, all the vine just stripped bare, and a lot of people have, struggling with everything financially, and just, that's the situation they're talking about. We're experiencing. Anything else? Number six, his teeth are teeth of a lion, fangs of a lioness. You know, and that harkens to these verses in other books, specifically like in Revelation, they're just ravenous on us. And so that tells you right there, it's not normal. This is not a normal, someone stealing from you or jealous. These people are, it's demonic. They are under compulsion by the demons to ravage us, to try to destroy us. And so, and they clearly will not stop. So we're not we're not going through all this to try to have a different a conversation with them, so to change their minds. No, these people have sworn an oath to demons. Okay. All right. So this is who we're fighting. And so this is what Joel's talking about here. Joel 1:13-20. What is Joel saying in verse 13? And what are some more ways that the devastation compares to what we are experiencing in current times? Go ahead, Miss Tammy.
Okay. Put on sackcloth and mourn, you priest. Well, you ministers of the altar, come, Lie all night in sackcloth, you ministers of my God, for the meal offering and the drink offering are withheld from your God's house.
Yeah. Right. So, and that's, and I do, I'm sure you do too, that we're mourn what's happened to the church. I really would have expected the church to be awake at this time, and unfortunately they're being misled to not even be participating. So this is why it's so great that you guys broke through the matrix so that you would be, as we're going to talk about in Joel chapter 2, the army of the Lord to fight in this battle, because many of the people in church are completely oblivious to what is going on. And so this is the, it does cause me to mourn because of the condition of the church. Now, when we get to chapter 3, we're going to see that the Lord is going to restore the houses of worship. The Lord's going to restore our health. He's going to restore our wealth. He's going to restore our peace. All that's going to happen. But this is the condition that we are in right now. And anyway, so this is all part of the consequences for our forefathers, our ancestors, participating in the Baal worship, and that the Lord had to scatter them. And we're still, you know, we have not yet been delivered from the hand of our enemies. And the Lord has not yet taken his throne to rule the earth. And it's, you know, really that's where we are, but we're soon going to break into that day. We're right at the door. Anyway, so yeah, lion's sackcloth. And I kind of joked, you know, maybe if they say the wine's gone, maybe then they'll go, oh no, we're going to have to wake up the drunkards. You know, we won't be able to be drunk anymore. So they'll pay attention because the wine's gone. Yeah, I don't know if that really helped. All right. So yeah, so read, would you please, the now, what do you think about 14 through 17?
Okay. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land, so the house of Yahweh, your God, and cry to Yahweh. Alas for the day of Yahweh is at hand, and it will come as destruction from the Almighty. Isn't the food cut off before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God?
Oh, yes. Let me move it over here. To the top.
And then 17, seeds rot under their clots. The granaries are laid desolate. The barns are broken down, for the grain has withered.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, so on 14 through 16, you know, yeah. So, yeah, I was kind of kidding around, too. It's just like, empty shelves, Biden. And that was what I answered. What did you guys answer on that? Number 16, question number 3 with verses 14 through 16. Yeah, empty shelves, Biden, and CCP lockdowns is what it sounded like to me. Even the joy is out of God's house. Yeah. So it's time to get serious and pray for the Lord to save us is what I wrote down. What did you guys write down? Put it in the comment section, in the chat section, what you wrote down. What did you write down, Miss Tammy?
Oh, pretty much the same thing. It's and I, of course, since going through this so many times, when you say the joy has been taken out of our God's house, I'm amazed at how few people do go to church compared to even 30 years ago. So even if they still are doing church and they're trying to, a lot of people don't even bother going.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Yeah. But it will be restored. God's house will be restored. You know, I'm working on the book, The Golden Age. And one of the ones is about the Golden Age of Faith and also the Golden Age of architecture. And I was actually looking at all the beautiful architecture during the time of the Renaissance and the time of the Great Reformation, when there was a great awakening back in the day. And that's when they built all those gorgeous, beautiful churches. And you can see that is where their focus was on the house of the Lord. And it was true, heartfelt worship back in that time. And so anyway, we're going to get there, and it's going to be actually even better than it was in those days. But with the focus being on the Lord and his house, he'll make his temple glorious. Now, of course, the buildings are great, but what is even more important is that we are the temple and we'll be glorious and we'll be, you know, everyone will worship the Lord. That's where we're headed. They've tried to destroy the church, but they can't stop the spirit of the Lord. They cannot stop us from praying. They cannot stop us from listening and hearing him when he tapped us on the shoulder, right? So nothing can stop the Lord. So no worries. We do want to see the house of the Lord, restored. Clearly. All right. So, but yeah, the seeds rot under their clods and the granaries are laid desolate. And I wrote down, that's like Monsanto GMO seeds. You plant some seeds that are not Monsanto, they'll likely rot and not come to, not grow. Have y'all found that? If you put in some seeds, a lot of times if they're not going to grow. Maybe, you've got to get your soil right because all the things they've sprayed on the soil and all that, the chemtrail soil, all the things that they've done, it's really hard to grow crops right now. So, and it's also about, spiritually, it's about, people are so confused. It's hard to get, understanding for people to, understand the Lord. And really the grain is a lot of times represents reaching the harvest for people to come to know the Lord. All right. So now, verses 18 and 19.
How the animals groan. The herds of livestock are perplexed because they have no pasture. Yes, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. Yahweh, I cry to you, for the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flames has burned all the trees of the field.
Right. Yeah. Even the animals are groaning. Yes. So what did you answer for this one, Miss Tammy?
Okay, the dew weapons, all the things going on. Even taking over a lot of the farmland. I think there's a lot more to that we're not privy to as of yet. But, we've had our farmlands sold out from under us. So there's a lot going on that will be revealed, to be revealed.
Right. Very good point. And so, and it looked like here, and it says, the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame has burned all the trees of the field. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really does sound like dew weapons.
Yes.
It does sound, doesn't it, to you guys? It sounds like dew weapons. But of course, the spiritual answer is, you always look for that. It's like, what is the Lord saying? It's just, he's devoured all the, it's a spiritual devouring of the people. Yeah. And so the animals are perplexed. They don't know which way to turn. Yeah. And so it's just all the devastation that they've done spiritually and physically to our world. And then verse 20.
Okay. Yes, the animals of the field pant to you, for the water brooks have dried up and the fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness.
Yes. All right. Well, I think of this as, the animals are, it says they're panting. You know how it says in the Psalms, the deer pants
after the pants.
All right, after the water brooks. So my soul cries out to you, O Lord. This is if the people are not crying out to the Lord, the animals will cry out. Somebody cry to the Lord and say to save us. So I thought that was an interesting way to put it. The water brooks have dried up. The fire has devoured the pasture. So water brooks, a lot of times water is about refreshing and where some people can just find a minute's peace. It's hard to find. We clearly know that. All right. Enough with the bad news.
Look at Maui fires and
right.
The California fires.
Yep.
And we had a whole city in California, Paradise, that just got burned.
I know. Awful.
Amazing.
Awful. And then they're using it to put and low-income housing on. It's just, it was awful enough what the people went through. It's adding insult to injury to take their land from them and not let them rebuild and put in low-income housing on their own land. It's really akin to what's going on in Gaza, just gobbling up people's land. It's really demonic to when people have suffered and then to make them suffer more, it's really from the pits of hell. This is exactly what we're talking about. All the people who've suffered in all these devastating floods and then the FEMA wouldn't go to help. It's just like, are you kidding? We're stranded. We're in a terrible plight. We've, paid taxes all these years so that we'll have, help if there was a devastation like this. And it's clearly demonic. Clearly. Mm-hmm. There's no other explanation for it. All right. So let's get to some good news. All right.
We should know this one.
We should know this one. This is where we start. We read Joel chapter 2 all the time. So now it's going to be about the great Patriot Army. All right, go.
Okay. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of Yahweh comes. For it is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. As a dawn spreading on the mountains, a great and strong people, there has never been the like, neither will there be any more after them, even to the years of many generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yes, and no one has escaped them. Their appearance is as the appearance of horses, and they run as horsemen. Like the noise of chariots on the top of mountains, they leap like the noise of a flame, a fire that devours the stubble.
All right. So what are the things that jumped out to you guys in that passage? Just this is verses 1 through 5. And I'll tell you before you even get started, this is, if you fast forward to verse 11, it talks about the Lord is at the head of this army, at the head of this column. So this is the Lord's army. Clearly, you might not know that from the beginning, but when you read farther, you know for sure this is the Lord's army. So what are the things that jumped out to you, Miss Tammy?
Generations. There will not be another army like this. And even to the years of many generations, this is going to be the big battle.
Yep. I love that. I love that. Where was that, verse one?
It was in the middle of end of two.
Okay. So the other thing is, first verse, though, it says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Now, I want you guys to know that word trump is very, very biblical. Every time there was a battle, they would always have a trump. So that is not a coincidence. I'm just going to say that right there. And so then it says in Zion, don't let the word Zion flip you out. They always hijack God's good words. They hijack our numbers. They hijack everything that's good. So Zion is the city of God. That's all that Zion means. It's the city of God's people. And it's another name for Jerusalem. It's the city of peace. So, you know, remember, whenever you're reading and it talks about Zion or Jerusalem or Judah, remember, this is talking about God's people. It's another name for God's people. And don't think of the few people that live in the Middle East. I'm talking about those who love God all over the world. That might, you know, from the heart. Remember, I've read to you many times about in Romans chapter 2, is that, you know, there are those who, even though they don't have the law, even though they don't have the word, that they are serving him from the heart. And the Lord knows that. And so that's who I'm talking about, is those people who really serve the Lord and love the Lord and follow him and obey him from the heart. Maybe they've been brainwashed about one thing or 10. We've all been brainwashed about one thing or 10. And so anyway, so when you think of Zion, don't let it flip you out, okay? This is about God's people, the true people who love the Lord. Blow the trump in Zion and sound an alarm. It's like, wake up, wake up. Let everyone tremble, for the day of the Lord is upon us. This is the day that we're going to take the enemy down. That's what it's talking about. That's where we are in the timeline of history. Praise the Lord. We've been waiting. The Lord Jesus, when he was at his first advent, before he ascended, he said, go into all the world, preach the gospel, get the world filled with believers, teach them everything I've commanded you so that I'll be back. And so then we're ready for this to happen. Everyone had to be ready for this to happen. And it is darkness and gloominess for a lot of people, especially the cabal. Especially for them. It's gloominess for them, and they can't stop it. Nothing can stop what is coming. They cannot stop it. Lord knows they've tried, right?
They are trying, definitely trying.
They won't stop trying until they're locked up. So yeah, this as the dawn spreading on the mountains. And you guys know that's on my book, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the picture I have on my book. Mm-hmm. I just love that image. It's so much hope. There's so much in the word and in popular culture and in literature about the dawn, when the dawn breaks, even President Trump's song, Nessun Dorma, the dawn breaking, you know, and there's just so much about that. And so it's saying here, as the dawn spreading on the mountains. And if you look closely at the picture, if you look real close, you can maybe see us right there. We're right there. Ooh, that's us. Peeking over that mountain. There we are. And so, yeah, I love this. Never will there ever be anything like this ever again. I just want you to pinch yourself right now. Everybody pinch yourself and just go, Lord, thank you. I'm really, this is true. This is real. That I heard your voice. You woke me up and you had me join in this battle. You know, you might have been wondering all your lives, did you really, were you really hearing from him? You felt like that was him speaking to you. And I'm here to tell you that he was. That was him talking to you. You were hearing the Lord, and he has spoken to you above all the noise of this world, above all the other information you would hear on the news and maybe even in the church. You heard straight from the Lord. So, amen. Amen. Isn't that great? So, Lenny Bell is doing the little hop-up guy. I mean, it really is. It is the biggest blessing. So, when the tough things are tough, I want you to remember that. And so, you won't get discouraged, okay? Never has there been anything like it. Neither will there be any more after them, even to the years of many generations. This is it. This is the army of the Lord to take down the beast of Revelation, the Antichrist. There is never going to be another Antichrist, so there won't be another army like this. And when it says a fire devours before them and behind them a flame burns, it's saying that this whole, it says the land is as the Garden of Eden before them. The New World Order has built up this huge, you know, superstructure of all this lies upon lies upon lies, and we just burn it down. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. And behind them is a desolate wilderness. Not one has escaped them. We are burning it all down. That's what we do. And that's where, if you guys are not familiar, go to my website, freedomforce.live or Melissa Red Pill, and you can go to the social media right here. And here, my wonderful team, Melly. Thank you, Colleen, and thank you, Tammy, and thank you, Tammy. Oh, there's two Tammys, and they make sure that we post all these things on the social media so that you guys can share this with your friends and family and all your social media, just people you might not ever meet, and so that we get the truth out to as many people as we possibly can. That's what we're doing. We're devouring their lies. Every day. And that's what all the patriots do in this great army. So their appearance is as horses. They run as horsemen. That's like you guys. You guys are great horsemen. The noise on the top of the mountains, they leap like the noise of a flame of fire that devours the stubble. That's what you guys have done. Anything else you want to add on that?
We're good.
I love that. I clearly love that.
That's why you got the trumpet of Zion. Right?
I love that. I love that passage. I love that passage. Okay, so question five. How has this passage been taught by the Soros-controlled seminaries?
That we're the ones going to be wiped out. They're coming for us. Yeah, they're going to destroy mankind, that he's angry, and that we're just going to be gone.
Right, right. And if you didn't walk down an aisle at a church and put your hand in the pastor's hand and get baptized, then you're going to be burned to a crisp. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's not the truth. That's not the truth. That's what the Soros-controlled seminaries have led us to believe. But the wonderful truth is that they're going to be gone. The criminals, the Satan worshipers, the child sacrificers, the evildoers. How do we know that is wrong? What did I put down for that one? Because we know from passages all throughout God's word that the Lord is angry with the Satan worshipers, not with those who've been oppressed and deceived. This is huge, hugely important. The Lord rescues those who have been deceived and tricked. He knows those who worship Satan. He knows who's naughty and who's nice. You know? He knows who's the real, who just has maybe been tricked. A lot of your family members are just have been tricked, and they're not, you know, the Lord's not angry with them. He is rescuing them. All right. And he loves humanity. All right. And
And he is slow to anger even with them, but his anger is real. His timing is complete. It is, you know, a lot of us, when, why, now. He already knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for saying that.
And win.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So now in verses 6-9, what do you notice about this army? You guys put that in the chat.
Okay. At their presence, the people are in anguish. All faces have grown pale. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like warriors. They each march in his line, and they don't swerve off course. One doesn't jostle another. They each march in their own path. They burst through the defenses and don't break ranks. They rush on the city. They run on the wall. They climb up into the houses. They enter in at the windows like thieves.
Yes, right. I love that we don't jostle each other. Everybody mm-hmm. does, and the Lord is calling you, each one of us, to do one thing or another, you know, just specifically. I know, like, one of our other wonderful patriots, Tammy, is working on in the Republic on working on those, you know, helping with that effort. There are others who are, you know, who are working on, like Angela, to stop child trafficking. There are, and supporting those who are, you know, supporting the children who are being rescued and healed. There's just so many different things that the Lord has put on each heart to do. You know, the Lord has clearly put it on my heart to connect how this is biblical about what we're doing. And, you know, of course, Tammy is, I'm just so thankful the Lord brought her in to be my right arm. I just really am so thankful for her and my wonderful team, Melly. And of course, thank you, Songbird, and our wonderful moderators on the chat. You know, everybody doing the job the Lord has called us to do, to be a helper. And it's just a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing when, you know, that's the Word of God says, you know, when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity, that we're mm-hmm. all, we're not getting each other's way. And that you can tell if someone's not really part of the army if they are, you know, just causing a lot of mayhem and they're not really trying to focus on the battle. And so it's like, let's not get involved with, you know, all this drama. Let's all work together to get this job done. And they don't break rank. They burst through together. We're just like, charge, right? I love that. They rush on the city, and they run on the wall. They climb in the houses. We're going to go to that one in question number 9. Is there anything else you wanted to mention on that 7?
Oh, okay. I'll leave that for 9.
Okay. All right. Yes. Now, you might not think of yourselves as mighty men and warriors, but you are. Mm-hmm. You might not think of yourselves that way, but that's how the Lord looks at you. Every time you are out there sharing this information on social media, and you're a mighty warrior. And so it's, you know, thankfully we don't have to shoot bullets. We shoot truth bullets, as we talk about. All right, now number 8.
Okay, how do we know this is the army of the Lord? The earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. Yahweh thunders his voice before his army, for his forces are very great. For he is strong who obeys his command. For the day of Yahweh is great and very awesome, and who can endure it?
Amen. There you go. Remember I was telling you verse 11? It's saying right there very clearly, Yahweh. Yahweh is another word for the Lord. Thunders his voice before his army. All right? So that's really important. A lot of people don't necessarily know, who this army is. Well, it's the Lord's army, clearly, right? And he's causing it all to tremble, and everything is all shaken. A lot of shaking going on. The heavens, the sun, the moon, everything's shaken. And he's thundering his voice. I love that. In the NLT, it says, he leads them with a shout or with a trump. I'm just saying, that's not a coincidence. That's not a coincidence. All right. Yeah. His forces are very great. Who can endure it? Well, the righteous can endure it. The righteous can, because we are standing with him and alongside him. In Revelation 14, again, if you haven't, you know, gone and gotten the book, these are the books right here on Amazon. This book right here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, I talk about in Revelation 14, that we are on the mountaintop riding alongside the Lord. That we are his army that's just, you know, joined with him in this huge battle. It's really very, very exciting. All right, so that is, that's why we are able to endure it, because we are part of what he's doing to destroy the evildoers. The evildoers certainly cannot. All right, is there anything else you want to add on that one? Anybody? Mm. Yes, Trump leads the people. Amen. The leader of the people. Thank you, Songbird. Absolutely. All right. And yes, fight, 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 Marge. We scale the walls. We sure do. Thankfully, we don't have to physically do that because I don't think I'm up to doing that. But we are, we are getting this job done. We push back. We don't consent to what's wrong. Amen, Coast Rider. Yes, I love it. We are the awakeners. Yes, Grandma of two kids. Yes. All right. So number 9.
So how do his warriors enter houses like these through the windows?
Tell us.
That is the social media. That is us clicking and digital warriors getting the word out.
Right.
I love that.
I do too. I'm sure Joel could not have imagined. It's really amazing. I mean, this just happened in the past, 20-something years that we would have the ability to do such a thing as that, right? And to be able to post something and reach someone, you'll never know who you've reached with the truth by just sharing something, putting a heart on these, it helps it to get into someone's stream. That's why I ask you to please go to my ex if you possibly can and put comments. Even if you just go put a heart in the comments, it's something about the algorithm. If you put comments there, it really, really helps those to fly. So, this is how we are reaching people, going over the walls and through the windows into these houses. It's amazing. That's Joel never could have imagined it. Well, I couldn't have imagined it 20 years ago, much less Joel, 2,700 years ago. All right, number 10.
Okay, so the next passage is the Lord's final call to repentance to Satan and Satan worshipers. What is the Lord showing us about his great love for mankind? Yet even now, says Yahweh, turn to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Tear your heart and not your garments, and turn to Yahweh, your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and relents from sending calamity. Who knows, he may turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering and a drink offering to Yahweh, your God.
Right. So, he's talking to the Satan worshipers, saying, and even if Q has talked about this, turn state's evidence now. Now, I don't know how many did. I guess one of the famous ones is, I think, Kanye exposing all this. And, I think he came out of it. I don't know how deeply he entrenched he was. But either way, he's taken it, on the chin, no doubt, for standing up and speaking out. Anyone who has really, like Scott Baio spoke out, and all that. Not to say that I'm not saying that he was a Satan worshiper. I'm just saying anyone who speaks out, they catch all kinds of grief. But yeah, specifically the Lord is talking in Joel chapter 2, 12 through 14 about the Satan worshipers to turn back, to repent, to turn back, because the Lord does not want anyone to go into eternal hellfire. The way that it's taught in church is like anybody and everybody is going to go to hell. Only like 5 people are going to heaven. That's literally, that's the way they teach it. And that's not the truth. Anyway, it says, it's clear that he's saying maybe the Lord will relent. And maybe he will. Instead of sending calamity, the worst calamity is to end up in hell forever. He says, don't you understand the seriousness of what is about to fall upon you? Please repent. Turn back from your evil. The Lord is always trying to wake people up and have them turn from their evil. And he says, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is what he says in his word. Tear your heart, not your garments, tear your heart. Oh, Lord, how could I have been a part of this? In other words, how could I have done such an evil thing and turn back to the Lord? I don't know how many have, but that's what it's saying here. The Lord is giving them chance after chance after chance after chance. All right. So now, number 11.
In this next passage, what are we all commanded to do? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify it fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the assembly, assemble the elders, gather the children and those who nurse from breast. Let the bridegrooms go out of his room, and the bride out of her chamber. Let the priests, the ministers of Yahweh, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare your people, Yahweh, and don't give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among other people, where is their God?
Right, right. And so what are we commanded to do?
Pray. Right. Come back out, come back to God. Get right. out and show, I like the way that you had put it in here too, that we need to pray, fast, you know, and weep for all the people that this is happening to, so that we all do not have to be in that position of not being there with the Lord.
Right.
You know, we, and some of us, they're asking us to spare people, that there are people that, you know, have no idea, but there are people that very clearly do. And yeah. those are the ones I pray for them as well daily.
Yeah.
You know, that they turn back.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's saying together, everybody, even the babies,
everybody.
This affects everybody, especially the babies. The babies need to be praying. I love all these cute videos they have on social media with all these babies, you know, mm-hmm. and the babies are over there talking, and, you know, mm-hmm. the babies are affected because of you know, they need to pray because please, Lord, save me from my parents giving me a jab. Pray, yeah. everybody pray. Yeah. This is serious. Let the bridegroom go out of his room and the bride out of her chamber. Look, I know you guys want to get married, but right now this is focus. We've got to fight this battle to stop these Satan worshipers because they are attacking big time. All right, spare us, spare the people. Do not let us be a mockery and have them rule over us. And we don't want them to say, oh, God doesn't care anything about them. Where's their God? He doesn't love them. We don't want that. We know that's not true. And that would be, disrespectful to the Lord. So we're like, okay, we don't want that to happen. Lord, so save us, rescue us from their hand. So they won't be able to say that. All right. Anything else you want to add for that? Yeah.
And there are people that we all believe different things, but we have the same Lord. We have the same God.
Yes. So thank you.
Kind of, you know, it's not, they're not all the bad people. We're weeping for everyone, that some of our eyes are open.
Yep. And we want everybody's fighting on the white hat side against the bad guys, the Satan worshipers. And yeah, so we're all joined together to fight. I think that's going to really help us to all come back together one day when we all realize that we were all on the same team fighting the bad guys, even though we were confused about some things or deceived about some things. All right, number 12. Finally, here is what we've been waiting for. What is happening in this passage starting in Joel chapter 2, verse 18?
And Yahweh was jealous for his land and had pity on his people. Yahweh answered his people, behold, I will send you grain, new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied with them, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. But I will remove the northern army far away from you and will drive it into a barren and desolate land, its front into the eastern sea and its back into the western sea. And its stench will come up and its bad smell will rise. Surely he has done great things. Land, don't be afraid. Be glad and rejoice, for Yahweh has done great things. Don't be afraid, you animals of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness spring up, for the trees bear its fruit, the fig tree and the vine yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh your God, for he gives you the early rain in just measure, and he causes the rain to come down for you, the early rain and the latter rain as before. The threshing floors will be full of wheat, and the vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will restore you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the great locust, the grasshopper, and the caterpillar, my great army which I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat and be satisfied, and will praise the name of Yahweh, your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people will never again be disappointed. You will know that I am among Israel, and that I am Yahweh, your God, and there is no one else, and my people will never again be disappointed.
Yay. Thank you. That's coming, you guys. That day is coming very, very quickly when we will see the answer to our prayers, what we were just praying for in the last passage, that we're going to see that answer. We're going to see this answer. Everyone on earth who has been under the boot of these tyrants is praying for the same thing. Lord, deliver us from these evil ones, as the Lord told us to pray in his prayer, in the Lord's prayer. The thing I wanted to mention super quick is that the Lord has chastened humanity to drive the demons out of us. And so this, and our the demon worship out of us. Okay, there were people back in the day, our forefathers had been participating in this. And that's why they were kicked out of the land. The Israelites were kicked out of the land for doing that. And the Lord delivered them from this evil. So as the Lord told, deliver us from evil. If any dark forces are trying to tangle with us, he's going to deliver us from that, okay? And so I wanted you to understand that that's what he's, where we are, why this has been going on all this time is because there had to be a time of chastening. You know that verse in Hebrews, it says, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens. I'm going to talk about this verse tomorrow morning. I found something really cool and I got to share that with you guys, but I won't do it today on this video. I'm going to do it tomorrow on our Sunday morning. But, and the Lord loved his people. He chastened his people, but he had to, he couldn't have us go into the golden age where we, any one of us worship Satan, right? We have to recoil at that notion. And that is where humanity is. Humanity recoils and is horrified at such a thing, okay? So that's why the Lord was jealous. He said, I love them, and he has pity on us, and he says, I'm going to deliver you from your own sin and from all the evil things that they're doing to you, okay? He's happy. He wants to put the blessings on us. He wants to send the grain and the new wine. He wants us to have all these blessings of not having the boot of the tyrant on our throats, okay? He doesn't want us to be a reproach. Now, he says he's going to remove them into the northern army, which is basically the demons, okay? He's going to remove them and drive them into a barren and desolate land. Where y'all think that is? That's in hell. He's gonna remove them into hell. And it's back into the Western Sea. It's front into the Eastern Sea, and it's back into the Western Sea. Its stench will come up, and its bad smell will rise. In other words, in hell. They'll be cast into hell. That's the abyss. You know, I talk about the abyss. That's one way to say into hell itself. They'll be cast out of this earth. The Satan worshipers will be cast out. The Bible says clearly that in the golden age, there'll be, in the millennial kingdom, there'll be only the righteous, nobody who worships Satan in the millennial kingdom. Okay? So this is what the Lord's been doing to rectify this whole evil situation. All right. So don't be afraid. Animals of the field, don't be afraid. All the pastures are going to be green. The trees will be fruitful. Everything's going to be glad. Be glad and rejoice. For he gives you the early rain. He gives you the rain that comes down, the early and the latter rain as before. The threshing floors will be full of wheat. In other words, your bank account will be full. Okay? Everybody, hang on. Did y'all see the post by Elon just a couple of days ago? He said that there'll be, universal income. Not just a minimum. It's just everyone will have plenty. There will be plenty. And so he's not even really looking at it from a biblical standpoint. He's looking at it from, just where we're heading. God's clearly very smart. All right. And you can tell he does not doubt that that's where we're going. And I'm sure he and President Trump have talked about it. But we first have to get these evildoers out of the earth. We have to get them. Because if they gave it to us now with the evildoers here, the evildoers will just take it right back. Hello, that's what they do. They're really good at it. All right, so I love this. All the awful stuff that Tammy read to us in chapter 1 about the chopping locust and the swarming locust and the cutting locust and all the locusts doing all this to us. Yeah. In verse 25, it says, I'll restore to you all the years the swarming locust has eaten, the great locust, the grasshopper, the caterpillar, my great army, that I sent among you. Very interesting, but that's what he's saying. He says, I had to do it because I had to get this evil out of you where you would never do that again. You'd recoil at the notion, right? You'll have plenty. You'll be satisfied. You'll praise the name of Yahweh, your God. That's what everyone's going to do. Everyone will praise the Lord when we're rescued. Everybody's going to praise the Lord, our God. Never again be disappointed. You know, we pray sometimes and things don't go the way we want them to. And we're, let's just be honest, it's been disappointing. You know, we want everyone to be well and we want there to be peace on earth. And one day soon we will not be disappointed. Never again be disappointed. Isn't that wonderful? Anything else you want to add on that?
We're good.
All right. Yeah. Now, read this whole big section right here, Joel 28 through 32, the pièce de résistance. My friend.
It will happen afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions, and also on the servants and on the handmaids in those days. I will pour out my spirit. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of Yahweh comes. It will happen that whoever will call on Yahweh's name shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there will be those who escape, as Yahweh has said, and among the remnant, those whom Yahweh calls.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Tammy. All right. I love this. The Lord will pour out his spirit on all flesh. He's serious. This is not the only place it talks about this. This is also in my book. I've compiled verses from all over God's word, specifically on this topic and so many other topics, whether it's about the about just the beauty, the wealth, the health, the peace. I've compiled all these verses. It's been so, so fun to do. But he says here in many places, he'll pour out his spirit on everyone. They'll dream dreams. They'll speak, you know, just have a whole new vision of life. It's going to be wonderful. Connecting to the Lord, understanding the truth. Of course, the spirit of truth. He's also called the Spirit of Truth. He pours out the truth. We're getting buckets of truth on us. You know, that COVID was a big belly full of truth. We are learning the truth about, you know, a lot of things. But the great thing is that he will pour out his spirit to help us understand the truth and also to know the Lord. It says, but they will all know the Lord. You won't have to tell your neighbor to know the Lord. They will all know me from the least to the greatest. How about that? It's going to be absolutely awesome. On the servants, the handmaids, men, women, everybody, I'll pour out my spirit. And he has shown amazing wonders. We have, if you haven't seen it, if you guys are new, I'm going to show you super quick because you know I have to, is over on Melissa Redpill. Scroll down on that main page and you will see the beautiful sign of the Son of Man. This is the beautiful heavenly sign. If you haven't seen that, definitely go and look. It's in the books. This one right here. I'm sorry, I'm going to keep moving this around. End times in 1,000 years apiece. It's in videos on my website. Tons of videos right here under the playlist. It talks about it's called the sign of the Son of Man. Our Lord Jesus told us to watch for it. And it's also called the woman in labor. This is a beautiful sign that the Lord put in the heavens for us so that we know that this is the great day we've been waiting for. And also the moon has turned blood red many times. It's been flashing like this is it. It will happen. Whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, and among the remnant, I want to mention this also before we go on to the next one. Among the remnant is, you know, I used to think of it as just the leftovers, just a few people. That's not what it's talking about. The remnant is that the little scraps that were scattered all over the world. As I was mentioning before, God's people had to be cast out of Israel because they had gotten involved in this evil Baal worship. I just posted that on the social media this morning. Basically, that's transgender, where they have this, you know, male, female, evil demon that they're worshiping and sacrificing a child to. I mean, it's so evil. And so this is what they were involved in. The Lord scattered people in little scraps, little remnants here, a little remnant there, a little remnant there, and all over the world, as the word of God says, he scattered the seeds all over. And these remnants, this is who is being saved. We're all being saved, all of it. It's not, don't think of it as just the little tiny pieces. Think of this, the portion, the thrust of the verse is about the scattering, the remnants all over the world. And now, as our Lord Jesus said, you know, in his kingdom, it'll grow so big that even the birds of the air can fill up the nests. Isn't that beautiful? All right, in the beginning of Joel chapter 3, the Lord does not mince words when he tells us about the judgment that is coming to these creeps. What is the Lord going to do? Tell us, Tammy.
Okay, for behold, in those days and in that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will execute judgment on them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have divided my land and have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a prostitute and sold a girl for wine that they may drink.
Yes. All right. It says here, he says, I'll restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem. Of course, remember always, this is talking about the true Israelites, the ones who truly love God. Okay. It's not talking about some ethnicity or anything like that. It's talking about those who truly love God of every tribe and language and tongue all over the world. He says he's going to gather them. And so he says he's going to judge the evildoers. Right? He's going to judge in the Valley of Jehoshaphat. That's like a place of battle. And he's going to bring judgment on them. Now, if you haven't heard the story of Jehoshaphat, that story is in this book right here. This is biblical. And do you remember how Jehoshaphat won the battle? Does anybody remember? Anybody? The Jehoshaphat, they were outnumbered. They were outnumbered, outgunned. Well, they didn't have guns, but anyway, they prayed and they praised the Lord. They went out into the battlefield and they won the battle by praising the Lord. This is what we do all the time. We're not necessarily always singing, but we are praising him and giving honor to him, saying, your word is true, Lord. You are praising the Lord when you just say, this is your word, and we believe that it is true. Anyway, that one right there, that 17 stories. But this is where he's talking about the Valley of Jehoshaphat is where they won the battle by singing praise. Isn't that awesome? And he's executing judgment on them for us. If you remember, with Jehoshaphat, they... that story was the one where two armies ended up fighting each other and massacring each other. And so God's people were delivered. They didn't have to do anything but sing. So for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. How many times? We should do a search on BibleGateway.com for how many times does it talk about scattered? It's all throughout God's word that we were scattered all over the world among the nations or among the Nazis. Okay. When you see Nazis, a lot of times it's talking about the evildoers, the Nazis. Okay. That's the real name for, I think the Hebrew name for nations is Nazis. They've divided my land and have cast lots for my people, have given a boy for a prostitute and sold a girl for wine that they may drink. You know, they talk a lot about dividing the land. Oh, they're so evil. They divided the land saying, oh, this is our land and they should never, no one takes it. It's not about that. It's talking about, if you look in context, it's talking about that they're taking the children. That's what it's talking about. In Joel chapter 3, this is what the Lord is saying. Why he is destroying them is because of what they've done to the children. And that's, I didn't see that. Years ago, I didn't see it. I didn't understand it until it was time for us to wake up. And I'm sure that's why you're in the battle too, because you're saying we're not going to put up with this. We're not living in a world where that's happening. They do these things to the children. Okay, so this is what his point is. It's not about dirt. It's about people, about selling people, trafficking children, trafficking people, casting lots for them. Okay, all right, 15.
Okay, what is the Lord talking about when he says his precious treasures were being carried off to pagan temples?
Right? Yes. See, this is exactly what we're talking about. You know, this is, how did we miss this before, you guys? I don't even know how we missed this, but this is, yeah, we just could. But you know why? It's because we couldn't imagine it. We just, our mind couldn't go there. We just couldn't imagine it. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, and what are you to me, Tyre and Sidon, and all the regions of Philistia? Will you repay me? And if you repay me, I will swiftly and speedily return your repayment on your own head, because you have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried my finest treasures into your temples, and have sold the children of Judah and the children of Jerusalem to the sons of the Greeks, that you may remove them far from their border. Behold, I will stir them up out of the place where you have sold them, and will return your repayment on your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hands of the children of Judah, and they will sell them to the men of Sheba, to a faraway nation, for Yahweh has spoken.
It's clear as a bell, isn't it, Tammy? It's clear as a bell. They've carried out the finest treasures. It's talking about the children. It even says it in verse 6, you've sold the children. You sold the children of Judah, God's people, you know, to all of the, remove them far from their borders. This is what has been happening. President Trump just called out the head of the EU, von der Leyen, whatever her name is, and saying, you know, this trafficking, we've got to stop all this trafficking of children. You know, all these children being missing, you know, and this is what has been going on, you know, taking the children away from their border so that they're not protected. And he says, but, you know, I will stir them up out of the place where you have sold them and will return your repayment on your own head. You'll be punished for this. This is what the world has been run on, trafficking of children. It's just, I could not have imagined it. It just was not something my mind could even grapple with until the Lord awakened us, right? Now we understand and we're in this fight and we're not going to stop until this right here in Joel chapter 3 stops. And he says, I'll sell your sons and your daughters and send them to a faraway nation. In other words, he's saying, everybody who's been a part of this, and, you know, even you see that many of the children of, like the Clintons, their daughters is joined in league with them. They will be cast out of this earth. I'm sorry to just make it as blunt as I can, but that's what it is. They've joined in league with their parents to be traffickers of children because they feel that they are the elite and that these people don't really matter and that, you know, this is what they've done. And that also, you know, it's not only that, but also selling our youth to go fight in these wars for them to be able to become rich on drug trafficking, et cetera. And they don't care one thing about that. Those people, those children or their families. So it's been awful. All right. So that's what Joel 3 is talking about. I didn't tell you guys needed to buckle up, but yeah, buckle up. Okay, Joel 3, 9 through 11.
Proclaim this among the nations. Prepare for war. Stir up the mighty men. Let all the warriors draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Hurry and come, all you surrounding nations, and gather yourselves together. Cause your mighty ones to come down there, Yahweh.
Yes. All right. So in this one, make sure that you understand the context. He's not talking about us. He's taunting the New World Order. He says, come on. Come on. Come out and fight. Come fight me. Come on. Come on. Bring it. Beat your plowshares into swords. Your pruning hooks into spears. Say, oh, I'm strong. I can fight God. Come on, Brent. Bring it then. Right? Hurry up. Come and gather. Come on. Bring your mighty ones. Right? This is where we are in the battle of Armageddon. It's, you know, you guys think you can fight the Lord when he says it's time? Because all these years they've been running roughshod over the children, over humanity. And no one was stopping them. And now they can't stop us. They can't stop the Patriot Army. They can't stop us. This is what he's saying. Okay, proclaim a war. You want to fight? Come on, let's do it. So this is where we're finally going to take them down. And we're going to see how the Lord is the victor over the satanic forces. Remember the Bible says that who can bind the strong man? Only our Lord Jesus. Only our Lord Jesus can bind the strong man. The strong man is Satan, right? And that is going to be our joy. I'm doing a chapter on the golden age of joy. The golden age of joy is that our best friend, our Lord Jesus, is the victor over the satanic forces, right? Come on, bring it. Let's fight. Put up your dukes. All right, Joel chapter 3.
Okay. Well, I just real quick want to say, at the same time you're telling us to take our swords and beat them into plowshares.
Right.
The battle, we get to the point where we're not going to have to worry about war anymore when this is over.
Right, but for right now, we still got to fight. You know,
we got to fight.
Right, and keeping our sword is the truth that we shoot through social media. All right, go ahead. 17.
What does he promise to do, the evil ones? Let the nations arouse themselves and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of Yahweh is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. Yahweh will roar from Zion and thunder from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth will shake. But Yahweh will be a refuge to his people and a stronghold to the children of Israel.
Amen. All right. He's promising. They're going to be destroyed. And that's all there is to it. There's no doubt, because the wickedness of these people is so great. Anything else you want to add to that?
We're good. That's pretty clear.
And right. Right. So now gets ready for what's next. What is this symbolic language in Joel chapter 3, 17 through 21, trying to help us envision?
So you will know that I am Yahweh, your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem will be holy, and no strangers will pass through her anymore. It will happen in that day that the mountains will drop down sweet wine. The hills will flow with milk. All the brooks of Judah will flow with waters. And a fountain will flow out from Yahweh's house and will water the valley of Shittim. Egypt will be a desolation, and Edom will be a desolate wilderness for the violence done to the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood on their land. But Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for Yahweh dwells in Zion.
Amen. Amen. The promise is there, right there at the very last part of Joel chapter 2. The mountains will drip. It says drop. Maybe, I don't know if that's a typo. Drop down sweet wine. And the hills will flow with milk. All the brooks of Judah will flow with waters. And a fountain will flow out of Yahweh's house and will water the valley of Shittim. All right. So this is clearly just blessings will flow everywhere. The sweet wine of joy, the waters of refreshing, and also I really think the fountain of cleansing from sin. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. And Egypt, don't forget about Egypt, is always representing, when you read the word Egypt, don't think about the nation of Egypt, think of the tyrants. Egypt always represents the tyrants, and Edom represents the Satan worshipers. Okay, so that's a good way to think about it. If you remember when we did the book of Obadiah, it's talking about the family of Esau who worship Satan and demons. All right, and they will be a desolation and a desolate wilderness for the violence done to the children of Judah. Again, it's talking about the children. It's talking about what they've done, the innocent blood that they have shed. All right, and it says also, I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. It says here in verse 21, those who have not, you know, maybe some people who didn't turn to the Lord and didn't recognize the blood of Christ, they, you know, they were fighting on the white hat side. They just didn't understand about the blood of Christ. They will, their sins will be cleansed. Okay. I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for Yahweh dwells in Zion. So the Lord, as the King of all the world, everyone will know him and everyone will have the, understand the forgiveness that is in Christ and that he is the victor over the satanic forces. All right. In your own words, imagine for a moment all the survivors forgiven. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, me? Yeah. Oh, I am waiting for that day. Absolutely. It's hard to put into words. I get stuck on every knee will bow. Every person will be back together. A lot of this stuff that we think is so important is going to be so unimportant. It's just, oh, it's going to be an amazing time. And I think of course, I have my family in my heart because I'm at a different place than a lot in my family, and I'll be so happy to be back with my family.
Yes,
For
and that's
me.
yeah, that's a lot of the patriots that feel the very same way, because with us standing up and speaking out, it's really made it really hard. And so this is really encouraging that everyone's going to come back together. Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's pretty much, I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that even all the survivors will sense the forgiveness, that the Lord
Yes.
is not angry with them for being deceived about whatever. He doesn't look at that. Just like you, like your kids, maybe they're deceived about something. You're not mad at them because they're deceived. You just want they're deceived. They've been
Oh man,
tricked, right?
forgiven
Yeah,
and
exactly. But
forgiven.
it'll be a beautiful thing when everyone comes
Yeah.
together. And yeah, I've got another chapter called the Golden Age of Unity, and it talks about that very thing. All right, so next week is about Habakkuk, and that's talking about why is this taking so long? So yeah, we'll get to that one next week. Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed Joel. We talk about Joel. We have that all the time. And actually, in this passage right here, I didn't bring it up when we were reading it, but it talks about the put in the sickle for the harvest is ripe. Come tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. That is from, of course, the battle hymn of the Republic. That is not from it. The battle hymn of the Republic came out of this verse and other verses talking about it, about the grapes of wrath. Listen to super quick to this short little portion of the song. You guys have heard that song many times. I don't know if you could hear it. Hopefully, it was loud enough at that point to hear it. But yeah, he's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. That's exactly what it's talking about. And anytime you see it talking about the wine press is full, the vats overflow, for their wickedness is great, this is what it's talking about. Yeah, this is what it's talking about. The battle hymn of the Republic, that we're going to trample out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. All right. I love it. So let's get started. Let's and let's pray, and then we're going to jet, and then I'll see you in the morning. All right. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world. Nothing can stop what is coming. And come on out and fight us, because they're going to go down. They're going to pay dearly for what they have done. Lord, we thank you that you're so merciful. You've tried to get them to turn back. Everybody knows that you've tried to get them to stop. You've been so patient for so long. And they've just, many of them just refuse to turn back. But Lord, I thank you that you are rescuing all of us, all of your sheep, that we've been scattered all over the world. But you have called us from all over the world to join in your mighty army. What an honor and a privilege. We praise you and bless your name and thank you forever. And we just are so honored to be a part of it. And I thank you, like what Tammy said, that we will all be back together again, and that everything will be restored, and all of our family members, everything will be set right, and everyone will feel your forgiveness and know that that you love them and you forgive them, and that you don't hold anything against them, that you just love them so much that you want to rescue them from these evil forces. And thank you, Lord, that you are so good and so faithful and so patient and so kind. And we just love you so much, and we thank you for protecting us, guarding us, strengthening us, speaking through us, using our lives We're your warriors, and we're very happy to be in this fight with you. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. All right, girls and boys, I hope you guys had fun. As always, don't forget, go over and check out my my website, Melissa Red Pill. Go and check out, I'll put the link here for the books over on Amazon, End Times. If you just type in End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, you'll see it. Don't forget to go check out the website. No, that's not the one. The website right here. Tons of great resources for you. There's our social media. The audiobooks are right here. Videos, so you can catch up if you've missed any of the other lessons. And I'll see you tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central on Rumble. And I guess that's it. Anything else, Miss Tammy?
Nope, we're good.
All right, guys. Yes, I love you guys. I'll talk to you later.
Later.